Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and oh my goodness, how I'm looking forward to this afternoon's prayer call. First off, a friendly reminder. We ask you as a courtesy to make sure to mute your phones when you come on the line and announce yourself. We want to know where you're from, but we also want to know where other folks are from. And today, there was something that was coming on over and over. It was an announcement of a Mennonite conference of some sort. I don't know whether it was a loop or a radio or what it was, but anyway, we know you'd want to be sure that other folk could have their opportunity to announce where they are and help us get our feeling of unity. And oh, we do have that. I have the most exciting exciting email to read to you later. First off, though, Hannah, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Hannah Brim, where have you been?
I've been on the road.
Well,
I've
out and about on your derrick. Well, praise the Lord. Has the Lord been blessing you?
Yes, it's been a good time and got to see some prayer friends and pray. And so,
wonderful.
Which is always good
That's
to pray.
That's wonderful. All right, now what have you got coming up, Hannah?
Well, I was just looking at my calendar on my phone, and I was like, in 2 weeks, there's going to be another Hearing from Heaven prayer event that I'm hosting with Pat Harrison.
Now,
Brother
Pat Harrison. Okay, go ahead.
Brother
go
Hagen,
ahead.
Huh? Brother Hagen's daughter, but she, you know, she focuses on knowing the Holy Spirit, and then I just was with her. She has a meeting at her house, a home meeting, private meeting, and she was saying how she, we did a video for this meeting I'm going to have, and she said that her heart is to focus on peace, to talk about peace and impartations. And so for this meeting coming up August 2nd and 3rd, it's a Friday night. She's going to minister on the 2nd, Friday night. I am going to minister August 3rd, Saturday morning. I feel led to talk, just to pray. And then she will also be ministering again on the night of the 3rd, on Saturday. But she feels led to impart and to just talk about peace and staying in God's peace. And so just the purpose of these meetings in my heart, as you know, Mimi, is every generation coming together, that especially for such a time as this, we're not separated, the young and the old coming together. And that's how I've learned to pray, is being around the old-timers. And
mm-hmm,
so that's my
mm-hmm.
heart, is to bring that out. So anybody that can come, I know you're going to be blessed, impartations, especially right now with everything going on in the nation. I feel like there's such a unity rising up in the body of Christ. So if you want that, we need to come together, as you guys
now,
are doing here on prayer call.
Right. Now, you use the word impartation.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that can be imparted by the laying on of hands. And also it can be imparted by association. And I have heard someone, and I can't remember who, that there's this very strong impartation down through three. So we're talking here, Brother Hagen and his daughter.
Yeah.
Now, I know Pat, and I've known Pat since before she even had any babies. And Pat carries what Brother Hagen carried. And she definitely operates in prophetic. And I feel very certain that even impartation from what was on Brother Hagen comes down through her. And when she comes, I don't know if she'll be led to lay on hands or not. We'll see. But for sure, by being in association with her, that impartation can come. Now, you talked about the hour. Oh, my goodness. What about the hour? I have an exciting email to read you a little bit later on. But, Hannah, where is this being held?
It is going to be at the Branson Hillside Theater in one of the rooms. There's a room.
That's the former Wealth Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you can go on my website, hannahbrim.com, just find out more information. But I do feel
right.
that exactly, Mimi, what you were saying is that impartation, she has felt led to do that more.
I know Chip and Candace went over to her home. She invited pastors over. And because she feels, well, she has something to impart. You know, if somebody doesn't have anything to impart, Brother Hagin called it laying empty hands on empty heads. But she has something to impart. She's very like her father. I've known her all of her life, and she's very like him. So I'm telling you, folks, I would take the opportunity if I were you. Now, Hannah, you changed your dates on me. I know she had to change them. And
yes,
so,
she did.
I'll have to rush to get there, but I'm gonna—I will probably be there for the second night because there's a couple of places I'm going before that. But I will definitely do my best to be there that second night. And I'm going, you know, to Washington, D.C. to see UFI, and then I'm going down to Southwest Believers. I will fly back from Southwest Believers, and I will then come to your meeting because I wouldn't want to miss the opportunity to be in there either. And so that is, you go on hannahbrim.org. Is that correct?
Yeah, .com.org.
Yes. .com, is it .com or .org?
.com.
.com. Okay, it's a difference. So Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, Brim, B-R-I-M, .com. So you go on there and you'll find out. Hannah, do you want them to let you know that they're coming?
Yes, I mean, it's not necessary. I don't charge for the event. So, but, yeah, just so we can prepare, but it's not a necessary, but it does help us prepare for the people. And so we're excited. And like you said,
right.
I feel like one last thing. I do feel like we were talking about impartation, like just being in the room. Just there's something about being in a room that you receive impartations, whether they're whether people are laying hands on you or it doesn't matter, just the atmosphere, you know, and just being in those meetings when I was younger at Autumn Assembly, just the atmosphere, those meetings is what marked me. And that's my heart. And the whole purpose of these meetings is that people are marked.
Right. And I would like to encourage people to get young people to come. Get young people to come to this, if you can at all. And they'll be blessed, and it's truth, by association. That's why you watch who you're associated with. And that's why the Bible tells you even stay away from some people. He did tell us that in our prayer call recently.
Yeah.
And don't go around some people. And so, but others you must get around, and especially we don't neglect the gathering of ourselves together. And so that's hannahbrim.com. And the dates again, Anna?
August 2nd and August 3rd, morning and night of August 3rd.
August 2nd and August 3rd. Morning, night, August 2nd, morning and night, August 3rd. See you there, guys. And, of course, we'll have others that will be seeing you there, prayer warriors. It's so important that we're praying together. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Hannah. And perhaps
thank
I'll get
you.
To see you
Love
before
you.
Then.
Yeah.
But for sure, I'll see you at the last day for sure. And it could be. You never know. Anyway.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. But we'll see you there for sure.
Okay. Love you.
All right. Bless the Lord. Love you, darling. Praise God, everybody. We had a flash flood here this morning. And rain. Of course, the Ozarks can always use rain. But we're going to pray a little bit because it did flood. In our God's Club, that's our church that is down in Hollister. I don't know how much the damage. And we do have, we help out that ministry, and we help out another ministry, clothing. We pay their rent. It's not our ministry exactly, but we pay the rent. So Terry's down there helping everybody, and praise God, hallelujah, we'll help and do all we can from Paramount, and we'll help for sure. Now, I'm going to receive an offering this morning. We're not out at Prayer Mountain, but we're going to go ahead and receive an offering because my parsonage here where I live for 12 years, and it was built 2 years before that, has needed to be painted and parts of it restained. And so we have the bid. We have somebody really good to do it. Our parsonage account is a little low. In fact, it's about, I'd say $7,000 low. So we're going to receive the offering today. And if you go online to give, be sure you mark it parsonage. We are borrowing money from the maintenance account, and the maintenance account is using their money right now for a new floor in our administration building. Now, we are covering the whole cost of that. We're looking into something. If anybody can help me on this, let me know. They canceled our insurance, and we haven't made claims, but through the years, for years. So I called, and they're very apologetic, but they're saying that across the board, and we tried several companies, they are canceling insurance in certain ministries for ministerial deals. So if you do anything overseas or this or that. So anyway, that just simply means we trust God, and God provides. But we do, when we find out an insurance place, and if you know one that we should try, well, please let us know. But right now, we need the parsonage, and we are going ahead and having it done to be sure to take care. I just found out that it has really gone up in value from what we paid for it. Oh, my goodness, the Lord is good. So if you would like to give today to billybrim.org, and you'll see on there how to give, how to text to give, how to give every other way, or you can send in an offering to Post Office Box 40. That's an easy number to remember, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's Branson, Missouri, 65615. And so I'm just believing God that we'll be able to pay back maintenance. The parsonage account will be able to pay it back, and we'll have everything keeping. You know, it's God's, and you keep it up. You keep it up to the best. It looks beautiful out at Prayer Mountain. My house is beautiful. And we take good care of it because God has supplied it. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. I want to make sure Brother Max is on the line. Are you on the line, Brother Max?
Yes, I am. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Brother Max, you are going to be so excited at this testimony. I knew when that bullet hit his ear millimeters away from killing him, I knew it was the hand of God that stopped it, and I suspicioned that there were people who knew how to take their authority involved. We got this testimony. I think she sent it in on our blog page, so you can go there and read it yourself. But it's from Sheila Ishii, I-S-H-E-E, and she was at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now, this is her testimony. Listen to it. Prayer warriors, this is one of your own, and this is how important it is that you stay in your, that you take your authority, your habitational authority. Sheila writes, and we have her permission to read this. I had the privilege to meet you at a prayer event in Irwin, Pennsylvania in 2021. You have been equipping me and my prayer team since the election of 2020. My prayer team has been meeting in Butler, Pennsylvania since June 2020, covering our local area, our state, and the nation. When we heard Trump would be coming to our region, we knew we needed to be there. It was a very hot morning. We all met in line, anticipating finally seeing and hearing our president, whom we've been praying for so many years. The heat was hitting people hard in line, and some passed out. After the third or fourth person, we gathered together to pray for the safety of everyone in attendance and for President Trump. Finally, the gates opened, and we made our way to the arena. Our seats were 12 rows back to the left of the podium. After the long, hot wait, finally we heard God bless the USA, and then Trump in his red MAGA hat, shaking hands and greeting people, as he walked to the stage. He was finally here, the moment we've been anticipating. Soon after President Trump began his speech, we heard what sounded like firecrackers and turned to look. Next were the shouts of, "Get down, get down." But that was when things started to shift for me. I suddenly felt completely unafraid. I lowered to my seat, but not to the ground, and out of my mouth came, "We have the authority. We have the authority." For in my spirit, I knew this was our territory. This is where we have authority, and I knew it needed release at that moment. My prayer friends around me had also been praying as I was taking authority. Later, I heard so many accounts of those who went to the ground praying. At that time, we thought the shooter was in the bleachers about 20 feet from where we sat. I looked up and saw Mr. Trump surrounded by Secret Service, completely closing him off. And then I heard, "Let me get my shoes first." Then the fist, and we all got up and began cheering. He was okay. He was okay. We didn't see the bullet or his ear like those watching on TV. We just knew we could no longer see him, and then he was up. We didn't know anything more until we left. There was no chaos as we were directed back to our cars and left. Many groups gathered to pray with others. It was a somber feeling and rather quiet, making our way out of the venue. I share this with you to thank you. You have taught so much over the years, and we are sincerely grateful for your life poured out. I would ask that we continue to pray for the victims, but also for those who were in attendance. There were many young kids present and very close to the bleachers with the tragic death. I have been especially praying against trauma for everyone involved. And she signs it, Melissa C., Butler, Pennsylvania. But somehow I heard from Sheila Aishi or Aishi. I don't know how we got this. But anyway, it's either Melissa or Sheila. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just knew somebody was there who had taken their authority, or it would have been worse. The enemy aimed for worse. Do you see how important it is? How absolutely important it is for you to sit in your seat and take your authority? Yes, they were there. They were there at God's. I'm sure all the people who were praying, God had sent them there. But they had taken their authority before. They were people who sat in their seats of authority before. And it was not at the enemy's plan could not prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper if we take our seats of authority. So you have to do it. You must do it. Please, 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 please telephone us or go online and sign up and tell us, like, for instance, we're going to push a pin. We're going to mark on our map. There is a prayer group in Butler, Pennsylvania, who are taking their authority. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. You can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. What do you think about that testimony, Brother Max?
Well, an awesome testimony, powerful testimony. You know, we've been praying, and I've been looking at the notes from actually May 1st, and I told Quinn to pull all the words for the last year in regard Cyrus. But the Lord told us in May 1st, he said, "My power in you, my plans for you," and that was underlined. And he has been encouraging us to pray. And he said, I shall bless you, church. I mean, it's a testimony of confirmation from the Lord himself telling us that we are doing what he appointed us to do. Remember when he said, you are to pray this assignment, you are to pray to know the future, to know what yet to come?
Yes,
and he said 2 weeks ago, it's time for this madness to stop or to end.
Yes, yes.
Look where we are today.
Look what's changed. Oh, my goodness. Look what's changed. And you know how much he's been telling us, Brother Max, that what is hidden will be revealed?
Yes.
And oh, my goodness. It is what those hidden things, those hidden evils are being revealed. Oh, I tell you, Brother Max, it is just so marvelous. And each one of you that's on this call, remember how, too, the Lord has been telling us, you know, stay faithful. Stay in there. Don't quit the call.
Yeah.
And see how important it is that those people at Butler, Pennsylvania didn't quit?
Very, very important for all of us, wherever we are. He said it's going to be my justice. I mean, things are breaking loose. as he told us, the power of God is in us. He's been hearing our voices. He's been hearing our prayer. He said, I hear you.
Yes. Brother Max, can you get this email to the prayer team, to the Trump team?
Yes, I will. I need it. I need to
what
have
I'll it. Do, I'll send it to
just
you.
Send it to me, yeah.
And Quinn. I'll send it to you and Quinn. But I believe, folks, that she answered this. Now, it was sent to me by Jan Wirtz, the lady who watches over our email and all this. She sent it to me right away because she knew I'd want it. But I think the lady answered it. I think she wrote this on our blog, on that blog where I shared about my family and voting and all that. I think she wrote it there so everybody could go read it there. But I am going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to Quinn, and I'm trusting that you will get it to the team there with Cyrus, the Cyrus team. Oh,
yeah, I'm just and, a little bit of news today. The second I sent that, I found out one of the guys were on the call, and he printed it out, and I believe as we speak now, it's being delivered. By, you know,
you mean one of the team there around Mr. Cyrus was on the call this morning? Oh,
was
my goodness. Wonder what in the world he thought.
Praise the Lord. Was
he amazed like we were?
Oh, yes. He was just like shouting and jumping, so excited. The energy, I'm telling you, the energy with him and his team is just very fresh. They are so refreshed. The movement of God over all of them. Their heart changed. They want to lead this country with unity. They want to lead this country with love.
Yes,
they want to feed everybody like to feed themselves. I mean, it's so great. So
now,
great.
What is happening with that Trump team is one of those men who's always around Mr. Trump and is a lawyer has been a partner of ours for years and years. And what happened was when I called Max up at Autumn Assembly one year, this partner of ours saw him. And then he wanted to be in contact with Max, and they've become like prayer partners ever since. So he's the one through whom the calls go, and he joins us. If he doesn't join us, because he's busy, they're all busy, but Quinn makes sure that he gets to the calls every week. And some of them he passes along. I don't know about all, but some of them he passes along. Some he probably takes excerpts from. But I know, Brother Max, that he was thrilled with this morning. Our Lord, oh, our precious Lord, my precious Lord.
Praise.
Oh, precious Lord, just so good. You're so good and so faithful. Father, you're so faithful, so faithful, so faithful. We want to lift up to you, first of all, this United States of America. I'm sure our friend from Norway, she's lifting up Norway. Wherever the countries are from, we lift them up because you've placed us here as ambassadors. And I just want to praise you and thank you one more time. I want to praise you and thank you for what you did in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I want to praise you and thank you for those prayer warriors that are on this call right now, that you stationed there, that they have been taking their duty. And I absolutely would, I believe with all my heart, they're standing in authority, had something to do with that bullet going off track, not hitting its mark, with him moving his head. Oh, God, I believe it. I believe in prayer. I believe in you. I believe in your Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the move of God in this hour. I believe we're having a great, great outpouring, and that outpouring is going to result in many, 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 many all over this world, many, many, many. And, of course, we have our authority here in the United States of America. We believe in you for an outpouring. We believe in you for an awakening to God. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, In the name of all names, we just want to praise you. I want to thank you for helping Carrie and helping those down there who are working. And we thank you for protecting the things you did protect in the flood. And we know you're there, and you know you'll replace anything that need to be replaced. And we just praise you and thank you and give you glory and give you glory and give you glory. We thank you for watching over our Champions for Christ. They're going to have a nice, cool day to go out to Silver Dollar City. It's not raining anymore. It's just perfect for them to go. And I know that every single one of them has the Spirit of the Lord. Angels, oh my goodness, the angels that are at Silver Dollar City today attending those young people. Thank you for watching over them. Thank you for guiding Chip and Candace. Thank you. They're going to go 365 with this. We've been having a rally every year, but they're going to be in touch with the kids. And it's going to be something going to keep in contact with young people over this nation 365 days out of the year. And we're going to be sending them. We're going to give them plenty of time, but we're going to be sometime in the near future, we're going to be taking a youth tour and maybe giving some scholarships for some of them to go. We lift up today, and we'll have another prayer before we do, Christians United for Israel. We are meeting in Maryland. We're meeting very close to Washington, D.C. I pray right now for the Haggis. I pray right now that you work through their bodies and heal their bodies and strengthen their bodies and work through their minds and reveal to them and all the dear people that work with them, Father, in the name, above every name, for this upcoming meeting that we are having, Father, in Maryland. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Lord. And we'll go to our people. We'll go to the Senate. We'll go to the House. We'll call upon the people. Oh, my Father, in behalf of Israel. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. We're not helpless. You're the helper. We're not voiceless. You're the voice. We're not powerless. You're the power. How we do praise you, how we do thank you, how we do give you glory and honor and adoration. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. De frondolo mangili duska. Isaprono cobra cobra caledino no cohoro cotochana. Afron yengili dushka dabri nana no nombre kalakahai yana koho loko papa. Isande lo kombra hoto do goho jondo do goho mbrakatia. Kapi no kobra papa linyo no koho lo kabito. Urojan do koho lo kobra bito shoto papa le teshko tonde viko langalito. Ridanyo no koho lo kodoshke di kapalele hitai. Oshanyo no kobra abitora abitora. Kobila kanga ale kapopa ashoto tu hojandangai. Rustanya ne kuba, rustanya ne kwe. Ije di kopra rakale koho le kombaba aha nyeke le kadatai. Oh, Shabrata. Oh, Kamanaki Latihi Dobra Fatoshke Dembroko Polapotia. Me, Yangoro Kodoro Kobra, Vitole Tanya Neko Huloko Papa. Ishana no 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 no. Eh, Valatobra Kitika Mama Ladonia Neko Huloko Baragada Hashangia Neko Rokoto Hosheta de Kanka. Isato Loko Bra, Frito, Frito, Maka. Makalida pakaletonya ni koholokora. O shananataya naka. Rekaletehe paratanya naya. O sabrati from yokora kukitanya ni kuamrandishko. Mishu tubra kamrakatili kumre kafra kadokochanti ni kuprati dendendieno. Itoho manakita makaka. Alla titania Nicola di Babalatisco. Ashandora Katai, oh, Bracafra, Ali Titi, Papalita nombe, Papalita nombe, Papalita nombe. Itora Manakai, Itora Sette, Ijuato Totoko Hopakai, Ijuata Kalaka Kaka Capino, Messi Toto, Messi Toto. Messi toto copa, messi toto cofra. Bourgeois, bourgeois. No, no, no. Lilo, lilo panga. Ishwatoro kotoshka dabre kadeka hai. Isate lemonia ne kaka. Isate makahara kadanya ne kohola kakai. Ejedeka tokora wanaka. Ejedekora katatira kohola kapa. Ejedekanya ne kohora katanya ne kohola kai. Pedwa shoto, chata kohola kapa. E bujujuwa. Bujuju kapuko pakalito. Jetko te shata manakai. Kakala por evretoce. Bujujuwa kapara shita to kohola kama kota kapaleto. No koprata timara kotonya ni goro godote di kopa. Shanto pekate te hezai. E mando manakora katoto kohota karaka. Pushpaya tanya na kohora. Oh, lebele bele kanya ne koroko dole koko kabale kaya na koroko tinya na kohole kaba. Iwa do jebra do jwa do kope nanya. Ije ne kore manye ne kohole kabale kite de kohole. Ije de le gobara gabara gadanya ne koroko le dele kahaya. Atele kangaka. Atele me. Oh, prosciutto, prosciutto, prosciutto. Che me ne calacai, ma tutto tu cosca d'ange. E sciando lo compre, fetti sciato. Mossi bragno. E se ti cura capra, fratello con me ne cuore mannacchie. E sciando lo cuore capra carta, con concendie ne cofre ne compre piattiane. I belai tofu shake and a cohort called the picker tafra. Isn't it going to go for a coat that a couple ever in the shanto? Tagila donia ne cohola capra, cafra, catadonia ne cohola capi. Mangola dobre betti, santo to go shakto. Pesho no cora man nicola copitania no cohora pa. I vidi došla, koliko došao gdje neko došao da priko toko to oče, koliko da. Bođu je mjero ko to reši, tele ko ko priti vro. Haši na korma naka, haši na korma kidja na konga. Ele britva, šantorma do koliko doša kjeke. Nakala kafra ka to hošen gdje. E manno cora che de cotore per te che de cosa te de cocca cacaia na cora che de comba e je de cora cote le ver intorno ma na cara da da ne ne cora co do je che de bre me ne cagna no nombre che ve le da e già no nombre che te do do che de le co papalita 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 mesco nombre che ta fa. E vele tu nje me kva. Ele vele tu žene na kore deška. Kamino kohule kabre, ete da ka hašange, nekada da ka ta hašakjata. Pečo tora me ne kva, Frederik kohušakja na kohra katipra. E vele tu ašo tere kambra katoto kohule ka kapra. Menio non compre fretta. Je ne coto gendere go breve di shunte le coho la capra. Je ne condoro go do i sciacchetto le coho sciacchetto le coho sciacca. Che belle tu ramagna ne cora. Capico de lo go te perché te catagna ne cora che tasca. Shunte ne mo coco coco baradancia. Se tanto. Kole matito to goho tiande na goho njono, goho njono, goho njende. Ijato to goho le kapra kato frete le kombra kataške. Meno no nombri to frako te, balito do gobri katanje le kodoje še tjaka. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Brivroto makilo do dombre kapla. Ishinemotwe enyali to siapakaya tondiene ko oroko papi. Edikalai, edikalai, edikalai. Amoncheshe to manaki. Ibele toi, ma sotoro copre, que frecatonge de cototo goba, arriveretto ramana caraca de hoshonte, cotoshkatanche. Isata coho la caia, le coho la capa. Que bele compre, ebele tonia, le coho la capa. Que belico qua, pechuta capito capai. Ha! Le coho la cala. Jesu godo chere kala kapapia. E toto toko hojanto taka taka hala kaya. Ako lo kabre kene kohara katonje de kotoshka. Kui kwa fradisho toto ko hojete ne kopa. E jere kakala tonye ne kora katobre kete gada hashakya da kotoshka. Kebele tohra manye ne kaha. Hey, petita kaha para kato shamkete. Kapoko tesa bita chua. Ose baraha la kaya na kohola ka papa katanya na kohola koko. Ise hino karaki deria. Avra kato shamkete la kohora manaka. Ele vratosh katancha da gotoncha da gohora katashka. Kavila to mane kehele kaka kaka kabe dia da korpa dashka tanche ne le dora kopre kata kohole ke frange isha to 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 hosha isha da kotor ke vro koto shetenye malo dora bala kokambra obri dashke donje de korite vrabai A jono koro makaka la dinyo no kohoro ko dolia na kita. A jono koro bele kobre vredehe nya na kila de odanye. Ita la kohoro mai. Ita makara kadashka. Isa te la kohole kaka. Kambika te kohole kaka ya maka. Chere baratishka. Kavrago dehele kambreke deko oche deko halaila. Pashotor manakwe afrodishka tonche deko toshka. Ibeleko hulakai. Prodwishwa pupufra. Jidugujwa manokura katapre kafronye nekura kotoche. Ishatoko toche. Ika la kakambre te dikatasha, dikatashka. Mesha tora mashante de kohola ka papa, egele kohola ka tonje de kotohi shakti de kotohi shakti ata. Bless the name, bless the name, bless the name. Pisao nene kwa, shatara kotopi. Pupovatiana na kobri kate kahala, Makolo komele donio no kora badai. Asha no kora katenye ni kohora kototio to goba. Ibele bora manyana. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Lo brave, yene kotora manakiata sa kacheke. Ezine kaka, makolo koko kopre tefe, ijando, ijando, ijando koko kole beble, evelatonio na kohora katashka. Bless the Lord, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Moko avrete le mache. Avoro doje ne kota le papa ratoni ni kwa. I ju da goro beti avra doni ni koro kada le kanka le duška. Hey, baradoni. Hey, atala kobra. Oh, la mito lo gombre me nongwa. E je ne kola kopra Afrika deli antoni ni koro kodoro kodoro kada le kaya na kaka. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O Most High, praise Him, O Most High, praise Him, all ye angels, praise Him, all ye saints, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, for He has done wonderful things, He has done marvelous things. Praise His name, praise His name, praise the name, O Most High. Ha ha me le bradonye ne koroko danye ne koroko bebe le danye. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the very breath we have. We thank you so. We thank you so. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Thank you, Father. Oof, praise His name. Are you there, Brother Max?
I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, thank you, Lord. The move in your spirit is now. I am with you. The move in your spirit is now. I am with you. The to move in your spirit is now. I am with you. Next line is underlined. Oh, I have spoken to you this morning, church.
Mm-hmm.
I have spoken to you this morning, church. Underline it, the whole line. I have spoken to you this morning, church, is underlined. Next line, he gave us Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, 2. Genesis 18, 14.
Thank you.
Mark 9, 23, 2, 3. Mark 9, 23. Mark 9, 23. Next line. I am alive. Nothing is impossible for me. I am alive. Nothing is impossible for me. And the line goes on. I can fix the broken. I can fix the broken. What can you do? What can you do in your own? Yeah, what can you do in your own? Okay, I'll read it again. I am alive.
Is that A-L-I-V-E?
Yes.
Okay.
I am alive. Nothing is impossible for me. I can fix the broken. What can you do in your own? That's the line. I'll read it again. Make sure everybody write it down. I am alive. Nothing is impossible for me. I can fix the broken. What can you do in your own? You think should be on your own. Praise the Lord. Just go on with the Lord, what the Lord gave us here. Next line is underlined. Look at me in this time, and I will stop them in prayer with my prophet. Okay, I'll read it again. This whole line is underlined. Look at me in this time, and I will stop them in prayer with my prophet. Look at me in this time, and I will stop them in prayer with my prophet. Next line, 2 Chronicles, it is 2nd, yeah, okay, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, 1-5, 2 Chronicles 20, 15. Israel, church, listen and take position. Oh, there is an us here. Positions. Yeah. Israel, church, listen and take position. Israel, church, listen and take position. Positions. Then he gave us Second Chronicles again, 20, verses 16 and 17. Second Chronicles 20, 16 and 17. 1, 6, 1, 7. Second Chronicles 20, 16 and 17. Here is another promise with command with me. Okay, I'll read it again. Thank you, Lord. Here is another promise with command with me. Here is another promise with command with me. Oh, then he gave us Joshua 1:9. Here's another promise with command with me, and then he gave us Joshua 1:9. 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. This line is underlined. Listen to this. Are you ready to become confident in your faith? Are you ready to become confident in your faith? He wants us to be confident. Are you ready to become confident in your faith? This whole line is underlined. If I didn't say it, this whole line is underlined. Are you ready to become confident in your faith? It's underlined. Then he gave us Romans 8:5. Romans 8:5. Next line. I told you that I will overcome the world. Don't you want to stay with me? Wow. I'll read it again. I told you that I will overcome the world. Don't you want to stay with me? I told you that I will overcome the world. Don't you want to stay with me? And you give us John 16:33. John 16:1-6, verse 33. All right. Next line. You are to pray and ask of the promise of me. I am your God and Jesus. Okay. You are to pray and ask of the promise of me. I am your God and Jesus. You are to pray and ask the promise of me. I am your God and Jesus. Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7. This line is underlined. Let me remind you of my power. Oh, let me remind you of my power and faith. No more distractions from me. Let me remind you of my power and faith. normal distractions from me. And this whole line is underlined, if I didn't say it.
Beginning so with let?
Yeah, beginning with let and end with from me. Let me remind you of my power and faith. No more distractions from me. All underlined. Then he gave us the book of Colossians, start with a C. 3, chapter 3, verse 2. Colossians 3, 2. Titus, the book of Titus. 3 verses, 3 through 5. Titus 3, 3 through 5. Not to get distracted. Yeah. No, not to get distracted. Sorry. Distract. D-E-S-T-R-A-C-T. Not to get distracted.
D-I-S-T-R-A-C-T.
Okay. Well, what this word read then? D-E-S-T-R-A-C-T. Or DT?
I think you just forgot to dot the I.
Okay.
Because you used the word distractions above.
Yeah. Not to get distracted from what I have for you.
That's the word.
Yeah. Not to get distracted from what I have for you. Next line. This one is underlined here. You are to walk by faith today. And it's underlined. This is the line. You are to walk by faith today. You are to walk by faith today. Next line is Mark, the book of Mark 4:19. Mark 4:19. 1 Corinthians 10:13. You give us this more often. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 10:13. Next line. I told you to submit yourselves to me. I told you to submit yourselves to me.
Is it yourselves or yourself?
Yourselves with an S, and with an S. Yourselves to me.
Yourselves. S-E-L-V-E-S.
Correct. S-E-L-V-E-S, yes.
Okay.
Next line, the book of Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2. Luke 9:62. Luke 9:62. Verse 62:62. Next line is underlined. The covenant between you and me. The covenant between you and me. My blood is the cleaning. Yeah, my blood is the cleaning of all. The covenant between you and me, my blood, is the cleaning of all. You could hear the birds in your house.
Yeah, I've got my door open here.
Oh. So this line was underlined. the covenant between you and me. My blood is the cleaning of all. Okay. Then he gave us Matthew 26, verse 27 and 28. Matthew 26, verses 27 and 28. Then he gave us Matthew 26, verse 26. Matthew 26, 26. After that, the book of Acts, 20, verse 28. Acts 20, 28. Acts 20, 28. Next line. Do you see my grace in your life today? Yeah. Do you see my grace in your life today? Do you see my grace in your life today? Next line. Ephesians 1:7. The book of Ephesians 1, verse 7. All right. Next line. I am in the light. I am in the light. And you, church, to walk in the light. My blood in you. I am in the light. And you, church, to walk in the light. My blood in you. And that is the line. I am in the light, and you, church, to walk in the light. My blood in you. Next line, Hebrews 9:22. The book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 22. Another Hebrews 10:19. Hebrews 10:19. Next is 1 John 1:7. 1 John 1:7. Next line. It was for you to have this covenant with me. Stand and listen to my words. Okay, I read it again. I'll slow down. It was for you to have this covenant with me. Stand and listen to my words with an S. It was for you to have this covenant with me. Stand and listen to my words. And then he gave us Luke 22:20. Luke 22:20. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. The move in your spirit is now, I am with you. And then underlined, I have spoken to you this morning, church. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? I'm sure that's what we're supposed to get. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Hallelujah. I am alive. I am alive. Nothing is impossible for me. I can fix the broken. What can you do in your own? And then underlined, look at me in this time, and I will stop them in prayer with my prophet. 2 Chronicles 20:15. And he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Israel, church, listen and take positions. 2 Chronicles 20:16-17. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley in front of the wilderness of Yeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, and the Lord will be with you.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There is another promise with command with me. Joshua 1:9.
Here is another promise.
What? Here is another promise? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Here is another promise with command with me. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Now, the promise is, the Lord is with you wherever you go, but the command is, do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. So it's exactly right. It is a promise and a command. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. For as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes in him. For this reason, we also utter the Amen to God through him, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Underlined. Are you ready to become confident in your faith? Romans 8:5. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. I told you that I will overcome the world. Don't you want to stay with me? John 16:33. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take courage, or take heart, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You are to pray and ask of the promise of me. I am your God and Jesus. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Praise the Lord. That's a promise right there. Of asking him according to his promises. It's very strong. Lesson on faith. And now, this is underlined. Let me remind you of my power and faith. No more distractions from me. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above and not on things that are on the earth. Don't be distracted by all the worldly stuff around you. Titus 3:3-5. For we ourselves were once foolish and disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing and regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Not to get distract from what I have for you, and then underline, you are to walk by faith today. Mark 4:19. And the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Yes, cares of this world. That's right. He doesn't want us distracted by them.
Oh.
And then 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. I told you to submit yourselves to me. Hebrews 12:2.
Yeah.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher or perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Luke 9:62.
Yeah.
Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The next is underlined. The covenant between you and me, my blood is the cleaning of all. I'll read the whole thing again, underlined. The covenant between you and me, my blood is the cleaning of all. Matthew 26:27-28. And he took a cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink all of it. Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And now the same chapter and verse 26. Going back a verse.
Yeah.
Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body."
Thank you.
And then Acts 20:28. "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." That's an actual telling to the leaders who've been placed in position of leadership over God's flock, that they're purchased with the highest price of all, his own blood. Hallelujah. Do you see my grace in your life today? Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Oh my yes, oh my yes, oh my yes. I see your grace in my life today.
Yes, Lord.
I am in the light, and you, church, to walk in the light. My blood in you. Hebrews 9:22. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
Uh-huh.
He's emphasizing his blood. Hebrews 10:19.
Yeah.
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus.
Mm.
His blood, his blood, his blood. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Wow.
Oh, hallelujah. That's one of my favorite passages. God gave me a song from there years ago. Hallelujah. It was for you to have this covenant with me. Stand and listen to my words. Luke 22:20. Come on here now. And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Trust in me. It's the blood. His blood cleanses us. His blood protects us. Remember, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
So he emphasizes blood to us. Praise God. What a wonderful, wonderful day. Anything you'd like to say in closing, dear brother?
Well, I would like to say the Lord is emphasizing the blood and the spirit and the noon prayer. I believe there's two themes from the 8 a.m. to the noon prayer. Mm-hmm. I don't have all the answers, but we are to meditate on it and do what the Lord.
You know, there is a wonderful line in one of Charles Wesley's hymns. John Wesley, they were both preachers, but Charles Wesley was the hymn writer. And he said this, the spirit answers to the blood. That was a line in one of his songs. The spirit answers to the blood. The spirit answers to the blood. The spirit answers to the blood and sets men free. So the blood cleanses us. And then the spirit can move in us. The spirit of God is going to move in you and powerfully as you are walking in the light of God with the blood cleansing you. That's when you're going to have fellowship with God.
Amen.
When you submit yourself, You are cleansed with the blood and you walk in the light. You don't run around out there just doing every old thing you can do. You walk in the light. You listen. You take your position. You become confident in your faith. He's bringing us into a high place here, but how you stay in that place. And nothing's impossible. He just now told us nothing's impossible.
Yeah.
But for that nothing that is impossible and for you to have confidence. Whenever he said, I want you confident in your faith, I believe that says, I want you knowing that your faith will work. I want you knowing that when you speak it, it'll happen.
Yeah.
Now, for this to be, you're going to need to walk in the light of God's word. You're going to need to say, stay with him. He's the overcomer. And walk, ask, and receive his promises, remembering his power. Don't
That's
get distracted
right.
from him. Don't get over there on the cares of this world. But keep your mind on him, especially on him above as he's seated in the heavenlies. It's the afternoon lesson, the morning to me is what he did, this wonderful thing that he did for Mr. Donald John Trump and will do for us. But the afternoon is how to work with him.
Yeah. Praise
it's
God.
Really how to work with him. You take advantage of being cleansed by the blood, and then you walk in the light. You don't run around out there walking in darkness, and you don't let the cares of the world overtake you. That's darkness.
Yeah. Don't be distracted. He told us that before. Mm-hmm. No more distraction.
Yeah. Don't be distracted. Work with him. Work with him. Work with him. It's a high calling we're in.
Yeah, Matthew 7:7, knock and ask. Praise God.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. It's a real call to operate in holiness, cleansed by the blood and your faith working.
Reminding us that he died for us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And we're in covenant. We're in that covenant to work with him. And he really wants us working with him on a high level. On a high level. And to do that, he's telling us how to do it. That fellowship, that scripture that he gave us about fellowship, 1 John 1:7, that means as a partner and a partaker, you're working with God as his partner and a partaker of the business of the blessings. So it's really very, very wonderful, both sessions, morning and afternoon. I'm thanking you for it, Lord. Thanking you, thanking you, thanking you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And I do thank you, Lord, for being with our young people today, and I thank you for being with them. I want him to be with all the whole process. Democrats, Republicans, when we meet, it'll be free.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I was going to say, just continue to pray for Tony. He's leaving tomorrow. He's supposed to stay the whole week, but his office flooded. I believe it's not too far from
office flooded?
His office flooded. And he's driving to Minneapolis now. He's going to be with us tonight at the church, but I'm taking him to the airport tomorrow morning. He's going home.
Yeah, he's down in Hollister. Yeah. Hollister had the flooding. Father, we just thank you for keeping care of everything from the flooding. And we lift up once again. I haven't heard from Terry since we started the call, but that's where he was down helping with the God's Club. That's where they meet. That's where we have Sunday afternoon prayer. I mean, services there. And then the place right next to it where the clothing is kept. So we just thank God. I know they're down there working. I know he's watching over them. And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I mean. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, he must have, if he's going on over to his father's, he must have trusted that they could take care of everything here in the office.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We just praise you for that, Lord, and we believe it too in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Well, we'll see you soon. Praise the Lord.